We are learning Masechtas Sota Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 10 lines from the top. Tanya learned in a Braisa. Tanya, Omer Rav Yosi, Menayin L'Raviya B'Kodesh Shepasol. So we spoke out that there's such thing as a Avatoma, then there's a Rishon, then there's a Sheni. Sheni has to be food already. And then by Truma we have a Shlishi. How do we know that? Either you have Rabbi Kiva's Drasha of Yitma, or you have the Kavachem or Yechem Bezakai. They learned that from Tful Yoyim. So Kavachem from Tful Yoyim, Tful Yoyim Kim Matama, Veshua, Sheni Kim Matama. Now we're talking about this thing called a Ravi. So the Brisa says, Rav Yosi says, Nayin L'Ravi B'Kodesh Apostle. How do you know that this thing has Ravi by Kodesh? Vedinu, he says, a Kavachem, a similar Kavachem to before, just the next level. Vedinu. Mechusakapurim, which is muta b'truma already. Like we said, after you have Harav Shemesh, you just didn't bring your carbon yet. The lachi lari truma, but still, apostle b'kodesh can't eat kodesh. So kodesh is sensitive to mechusakapurim. So shlishi shapostle b'truma, shlishi that's even worse than mechusakapurim, because apostle b'truma ain't it? Then who should ask revi'a b'kodesh? Shouldn't that do revi'a b'kodesh? And really, you could say the daya again. You don't say daya. Why not? Because we know already shlishi by kodesh. How? From the same kavachayim we know truma for, and the gemara said the kavachayim truma wasn't full yom. You have the same kavachayim to kodesh also. So this kavachayim from mechusa kapurim picks up a notch to revi, and Rav Yosi says even more. And I'm going to tell you that shlishi is even a drasha in the Torah we have for shlishi for kodesh. Lamanu shlishi lekodesh benat Torah revi mekavachayim. Shlishi lekodesh benat Torah menala. The chesiv says in the pasuk. The pasuk this talk about kachim. It says va'abasa ashayiga v'chol tamei. We had this pasuk before. Lo yiachal va'ishu sarif. Talk about kachim by shlamim. So there it says any tamei mila eskin the dog of a sheni. The sheni is called tamei also. So it says it touched the tamei. So lo yiachal. So you know what? This thing is shlishi by kachim. So what's the kavachayim for? Obviously for revi. What am I not going to lo yiachal? Revi and kavachayim and kedamaron from a chusuk kapur. So that's a good question. Could it come in from Chulin? So it's a good question. There's a Chalekes Tanoim. Later on we'll have it. And when we learn that Lamed, we'll see that. Maybe we'll see it's a Rashi. But there is, yeah, it's a Chalekes Tanoim if you need to be all Kachim, or it could be Chulin of a Sheni can make a Chum of Sushi than a Kachim. Very, very possible. Yeah. That's maybe it's a Chumra Mekaydish, even if it goes through other things. Yes, Chalekes Tanoim. Akoponim, the Gemara says over here that you have here a Kavachem for V. That's what Rav Yosi said. Rav Yechanan, who is a Meira, didn't understand this Tana Rav Yosi. Om Rav Yechanan, Tam Baribi, any idea? I don't understand the Tana, the Tam, the reason of Baribi, who is the God of Adar, also the God of Adar, Rav Yosi, I don't understand. Mahu, I don't understand his reasoning. Why? So, I'm going to ask you a Pircha, Mnei Ubei. Now, this Pircha is Geboit and Amachakis Tanoim. For some reason, Rav Yechanan assumed Rav Yosi holds like the Rabbanon of a Braisa coming up. So, it says, why? Because oichel abba machmas tful yoy mechiyach shepasul b'tshuma ve'ina yisur v'yeh b'kodesh. I'm going to ask you from a brisa that says that according to the Rabbanan, an oichel that is touched by a tful yoyim, that it's pasul b'tshuma ve'ina yisur v'yeh b'kodesh, but it can't make a v'yeh b'kodesh. That item cannot make a v'yeh b'kodesh. So you see that you don't make this kavachayim by mechus ha-kapurim. I'll show you from a Rabbanan, you don't make this kavachayim. The title of the brisa, we're going to have in this brisa three shittas regarding a tful yoyim that touched the food, the tayin lutan abraisa, abashal oimer, tful yoyim that touches the food, tchila lekoidesh, letamish taim aluf soechot. Abashal vachadish, that shemaila of the kachim, if a tful yoyim touches koidesh, so what happens is that koidesh becomes a sheni, that koidesh becomes actually a rishon. According to Abishal, that Kodesh that the Tvoyim touch becomes a Rishon, and it could make a Sheni, and a Shlishi, and a Ravi. Latameshnai means something that could go further, is called a Tame. So it's Matame two things. So the Tame, the Oichel that touched the Tvoyim, Matameshnayim, means it's the Tvoyim that touched the Oichel is Matameshnayim, the Oichel, the Tvoyim that touched the Oichel is Matameshnayim, which means it makes a Rishon, Sheni, and a Shlishi that can make a Ravi. It can make a legavi kachim. So the sheni and the shlishi are both considered tamei. They're both considered tamei. That's what it is. That here, if the tvul yoyim is considered a rishon, and It can make two tumas, which means the sheni is called tamei and the shlishi is called tamei, and it can make a pasul, which is the revi. So again, the tulyaim means tchil lekodesh means that the tulyaim is like a rishon letuma, and if it touches food, so the food will become a sheni, and the food will become a sheni, which is called tamei. The sheni makes a shlishi, which is also called tamei because it can make something else, and the revi is called a pasul. So it goes three levels. So Tvoyayim is a Rishon. A Tvoyayim is still a Rishon. That's what Abishol said when it comes to food. It's called a Rishon. Tvoyayim is Tchila L'Kodesh, L'Tam Yishtayim L'Vsalecha. For Kachim, he's considered a Rishon. Rameya Eimer, Metami Echad Opais L'Echad. Rameya says he's considered a Sheni. He's considered a Sheni. So he's passes Truma. And Kachim, for Kachim, it go one more level. So inside again, it means he's a sheni. So if he touches anything, any truma, it becomes tamei that it can make kachim pasul. It can make kachim pasul. So it goes from he's a sheni and can make a shlishi and a revi. So both of them hold clearly. Oichel haba matul yom is a revi, by the way. Both Abishol and Ramea hold that there's such a thing as revi by kachim coming from matul yom. So for them, there's no kasha on. Or Rav Yosi, but Vachacham Eirim, Keshem Shepoisel Ochle Chuma or Mashki Chuma, just like he passels, which means he disqualifies Ochle Chuma Mashki Chuma. Not they could go further. Kach Poisel Ochle Kodesh Mashki Kodesh. Same thing. He passels Ochle Kodesh or Mashki Kodesh. Ochle Kodesh Mashki Kodesh, and that's it. There's no Ravi. So what does the Chacham say? There is no Ravi when it comes to Tvul Yom. There's no Ravi. So we have here Rav Meir and Abishol hold yeah, and Chacham hold no. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan's kasha was, his pircha was, I don't understand, Rabbi Yossi. What are you making this kav chayim? We don't hold this kav chayim. The biggest raya is, we have here a brisa that says that a oichel abba matul yoyim won't become a ka'ashla revi. No such thing as a revi. That's the kasha. Maskev lo rapapa, memayit Rabbi Yossi garabonon svirle. Who said the Rabbi Yossi holds the garabonon? Dilma ka'abashol svirle. Maybe he holds a ka'abashol. Or, like Rashi points out, he holds like Rabbi Meir, maybe. You know, just it was saying maybe even Ozak Abashal, which is the most chamer. Maybe Ozak Abashal is really. Doma Tamish Daim Lif Soechad. So Gemara says, no. He doesn't, Rabbi Yossi obviously does not hold Abashal. Because we see the way he makes his Kavachim. Because Isaac Daitach Kavashal is really. So Gemara, see, the say that Gemara is, Rabbi Yechon had said we have a Pircha because he holds a Garbanon. He holds a Abashal. Rabbi Yechon said maybe he holds a Kavashal. Papa says maybe he holds a Kavashal. Maybe he holds a Kavashal. So Gemara says, no. He does not hold a Kavashal. Because why don't you learn out the din revi b'kodesh by oichel shabam machmas tful yoyim? Or my oichel abam machmas tful yoyim? The tful yoyim gufei muta b'chulin. Amr dosh revi b'kodesh. You'll say a kavakam like this. We want to bring a raya. The kikas shlishi can make a revi. I'll bring you a raya. Oichel that comes from a tful yoyim, which tful yoyim itself is muta b'chulin. So it's a very low level. And still it makes a revi. Oichel shlishi abba machmas sheni the sheni gufas v'chulin ain't it didn't shoyser via v'kodesh. So here, why don't you make this kavachayim like this way? It's a kavachayim. You're gonna ask me the oichel tol yoyim also comes from mechusa kapurim. So what exactly are you gaining by saying this kavachayim? The whole oichel tol yoyim also learned that mechusa kapurim, which is really the same kavachayim Rabbi Yosi. So Rashi explains that if he halak abashal, he should have taught us two things. First of all, such thing as revi by kodesh shlishi makes revi. And second of all, even a oichel abo machmas tful yoyim could, that a oichel came from tful yoyim could reach a revi, which is a chiddush. The oichel, which touched tful yoyim is not a real tumah, it's not a sheni, whatever, he's a tful yoyim. Even his touching of a oichel could go further to make a revi. So he should have said, Abishol should have told you, that if you call like Abishol, so Rabbi should have told you, even the chiddush of Abishol, look at Tap Rashi. The shaminam tarti shmamin la oichel abam machmas tful yoyim. This feel like Abishol. The shmamin la shi shabam machmas sheni can make a revi. That's the two things should have taught us. So since he doesn't say that, therefore it's mashma. He doesn't hold the Abishol. V'chit heimam should the ikla mifra ma'al tful yoyim can have a tumah. Maybe he didn't want to tell a kavachayim from tful yoyim because tful yoyim is a ma'al av a tumah. So the Gemara says, no, he doesn't hold the Kavachayim. Why? Because Hayasina Mechusah Kapurim Leparche, his whole limb is from Mechusah Kapurim, which also has Avatoma. Every Mechusah Kapurim comes from Avatoma. Every Mechusah Kapurim, either the Zav or Matzaira, they're all Avatoma. He doesn't make that Pircha. So he doesn't hold that Pircha. So he doesn't hold that Pircha. Why don't we make a Kavachayim from Oichel that comes full Yom? If that can make a Revi, for sure, Kikashlishi can make a Revi. For sure, kikar. If we go, for sure, a kikar shlisha can make a revi. Why? Because it comes from a sheni, which a sheni is more chamer than tvul yayim. So why don't we bring a raya from tvul yayim? And if you do that, you'll also teach us that a oichal abam with tvul yayim can make a revi, which is like abashal shita. Since he didn't say it that way, he obviously does not hold of Abishol. And that was Rabbi Yechon's taina on him, that if you don't hold Abishol, then Oichol Habam Tuyayim is a pircha on your Kavachayimah. And that's how, that was going on over here. That means again, Rabbi Yossi learned out from Mechusah Kippurim that you can make a Revi'ah B'Kaydash. Rabbi Yechon had a pircha from Oichol Habam Machas Tuyayim. And he said, maybe he holds Oichol Habam Machas Tuyayim is Taka Revi. And that, the Gemara says, no, because if that's what he held, he would have spoke that out. Because he would have told us that Chiddush as well, that a oichel ba machmas tvul yoyim, which means a oichel comes from a low level tumma called tvul yoyim, can make a revi. Kavachaymer shlishi came from a sheni can make a revi. We should have said it that way and teach us also Abishal's halacha. Since we didn't say that, obviously hold Abishal. And don't tell me we have a pircha that because tvul yoyim has avatoma. No, because Rav Yitzchak brings from Chosu Kaburim, which has avatoma. You don't have to worry about a pircha. And therefore, it's a ray, he doesn't hold Abishal. And therefore, we have a pircha on him from oichel ba machmas tvul yoyim.